Well, there is reason to believe that the FTAs are one step closer to a vote. But in the meantime, Colombia Ambassador Gabriel Silva says the delays have no doubt hurt U.S. agriculture. As he says, within just 1 month of the free trade deal with Canada,
ag exports to Colombia from Canada increased by 18%.
Ambassador Silva says, for example, wheat for livestock went from 0 to 60,000 tons.
And that wheat is substituting American corn to produce stock feed and feed for cattle and poultry.
The ambassador encourages producers to contact their legislators in support of the free trade agreements. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.